One is prayers of childlike simplicity and faith will be answered. I don't know if you can say something on the title of it. Prayer of childlike simplicity and faith will be answered. The more I read this book, the more I find it so complicated, although simple.
Tells a story about an answered prayer.
Yeah.
The other day I was brokenhearted because of a clementine, an orange. And then the following day, yesterday, before I went to go out and do my shopping, I prayed, Lord, show me that you are in control of the situation. Show me your love. And then when I do my shopping, I went to get some ginger, and then I saw this pomegranate, so I took two, and then the seller, he said, take one, because two for 150. So he said, take one more, and I'll charge you for £2. So I take one. I said, okay, I'll take one. So when I gave the money, he gave me 5 oranges.
Wow.
For free.
Wow.
So that's like an answer to prayer of God's love to me, because I have prayed for him to show me his love. That he's in control of my situation. But it is really God answered prayers.
Yeah. But sometimes we don't think of these minor things, no? Because I think we look for, or we tend to think of bigger things, especially when you read all these people's testimonies. But it's true, answered prayer could be any minor thing as well.
Yeah, I was brokenhearted with the oranges and clementine, and then God brought my spirit back with a clementine and oranges.
The question there is the faith and simplicity of the prayer.
Childlike simplicity and faith.
Can we a child ask for anything?
I used to
take my nephews around. They were boisterous. To get them to calm down, I take them either running up the uphill and downhill and exercising and doing it. They will go home. When they come home with me, the first thing they will do, they run to mom. Grandma, are you cooking? I am hungry. I want to eat. Simple way of asking. It's truth. It's what they have, and a no, they will get it. I am hungry. Grandma will make me tea, will make me what, toast or whatever. Simplicity and faith and belief that they will have it. How do we ask? When we adult, we pray. That's a question we have to ask. Sometimes we pray because we use big words. We want to hear, the words want to hear. This is not what God is asking. God is saying, you are healed? Let me heal you. I will heal you. Well, I won't carry on, otherwise I would have a sermon on that.
Let's continue the reading then. It said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Whoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall never thirst. But the water that I shall... If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall... that I give him shall be in him a well of water springing up for everlasting life. That's John 7, verse 34, and John 4, verse 37, and John 4, verse 48. So what is this meaning? The water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Spiritual context.
I think there are a lot in there, isn't it? We have a God, we live in a world that is so corrupted, so much that can be happening, but God says, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Call on me and I will answer you. I promise to prosper you, not to harm you. And here is our God. We are going through a difficult time. We trust him in what he says, like a small child. We trust everything in the mom and dad and those that provide for him or her. And our God knows everything about us. And it's to let go and let him take control. And we see the massive difference of the water comes. He keeps feeding us all the time. And through that difficult times we go through, when we've come out of it, we are so blessed by really having that great experience of our Master says, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you.
Okay, the problem there is we can say, Lord, can we be in the place of Daniel? Can we be in the place of his friends?
We all are in going.
Okay. No. We just discuss in prayer. Okay. I continue now. If with these promises before us we choose to remain parched and withered for want of water of life, it is our own fault. If we would come to Christ with the simplicity of a child, coming to his earthly parents and ask for the thing that he has promised, and believing that we receive them, we should have them. So it's for testimony to the churches, volume 9, verse page 179. Okay, let's continue then. So pray and believe. God doesn't say ask once and you shall receive. He bids us ask, unwaveringly persist in prayer. The persistent asking brings the petitioner into a more earnest attitude, gives him an increased desire to receive the thing for which he asks. Okay, so pray and believe. The persistent bring the petitioner. God doesn't say ask once, you shall receive. He bids us ask. So don't know how many times. And wearingly persist in prayer. So continue. The persistent asking brings the petitioner into a more earnest attitude and gives him an increased desire to receive the thing for which he asks.
There is so much of example in the Bible that they have been praying and it takes like 2 years God answered their prayer. So
sometimes you can feel God is not answering.
I think God answers, but it takes time because there's a battle.
Yeah, it's true.
Battle between God and evil, and battle for each of us. It takes time. Is it Daniel who was praying, and as soon as he started praying, Jesus was fighting a month or so to answer the prayer. So, and also when we pray, it shows how much do we really want what we're praying for, and if it's right what we are praying for, if we look in the light of God's word and God's will.
I would like to add to that also.
because again, it's a journey of life, and God knows best. And if He doesn't give the things you are asking here and now, He knows better what He has for us and ahead of us. And it's just to have this faith to trust Him and to keep calling and really look at the experience He gave us to see the answers He's giving us in many different ways.
Okay, I'll continue then. Christ said to Martha at the grave of Lazarus, "If thou wouldest believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God." John 11, verse 14. If thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. So if thou would believe, thou would see the glory of God. But many are not believing.
Sorry.
This is why they do not see more of the power of God. Their weakness is a result of their unbelief. They have more faith in their own working than in the working of God for them. Easy words. Then they take themselves into their own keeping. They plan and devise, but pray little. They have little real trust in God. They think they have faith, but it is only the impulse of the moment. Failing to realize their own need or God's willingness to give, they do not persevere in keeping their request before the Lord. Not easy.
Well, again, that thing is faith. You know, how strong is our faith? How much do we really trust our God that is the provider, the sustainer? That is with us all the time. We don't know, we only narrow in our thinking. But when we trust our God, He opens the door for us. And, step by step, we see. And again, when we look at all the examples in the Bible, from Daniel to Joseph, you name it, isn't it?
Okay.
The lesson of this week, talk about resuscitation in the box. In the Old Testament, right? How people were revived. How many examples do we have of those people who've been praying for their dead ones to be revived? That's what we call a prayer of faith. Elijah himself, Elisha, and all we have.
How many testimonies do you know when people pray and the dead one resurrected?
The prayer is answered.
Yeah, when the person is dead and someone prays and the person resurrected.
Well, I know somebody when I did the missionary training, medical. There was a girl who testified that her sister was clinically dead for a few minutes and was on some sort of life support. And as we continued praying for her in the week, there were like real miracles that appeared to be happening in this woman's life. And the lady who gave the testimony, she actually had COVID in the beginning of the training, and within 2 days the COVID was gone. But it was God's way, you know, like how God used tongues to edify the people.
Yes.
It was more for God's revealing to the people. That's how we saw that testimony. She just got better and better, and the doctors were saying, "Oh, she should have had like so many percent of brain activity," but she was doing far more than she was expected to. So miracles are still happening. People are still depending on God. But I think we have to trust in His reasons why He performs the miracles. So his answers sometimes are yes, no, or wait.
I suppose, sorry, I was thinking of, I read this book of Pavel Gioa, Gioa the pastor, on YouTube many times. It was a good book. Actually, I was at home reading it, and this young person was going to Madagascar to do to the seminar to become an evangelist. And I gave it to him because he read it. Then he was saying, send me one. So I gave that one to him, and I never seen the book again in the bookshop on it. I forgot the title as well. But what he talked about many, many instances of answered prayer. But two I remember. One, he was driving, he's still in Romania, and he knocked with his boy, young lad, and so he was dead, but he was dead technically. And they took him to hospital, and he was there, and they said, it's no point you come in, he's dead. So he said, no, no, he isn't dead, and this argument. Then he went home and got his wife, and said, we have to pray all night. And he said, he prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed all night. It was like, in the morning, he was so tired. He just washed his face, got dressed, went back to the hospital. No drinks or anything like that, because he was so anxious. And he said, when he got there, the boy was sitting up. They say, oh, the doctor said, that's a miracle, still I pray. Because communists, those days, they didn't believe in prayer. You know? So that's what he talks about, his answered prayer.
Yeah.
And the other one, he said he went as a student, he went for this job, cutting glass window pane, you know, huge piece of glass, very heavy. But they wanted him to work on Saturday, and he wouldn't. And then he said, not for you, Virginia, sorry, make a point. But he said, because he was talking about Romania, the situation then, which was a different case. And he said, the boss telling him they're going to sack him, all sorts of things, in communist time, no?
Yeah.
And he said, he still said no. And what they did, he said he would do it on Sunday. But what they did, they brought this pane of glass, so many, about half a dozen. They take in this cardboard box. That's where they usually, either usually put our knives. And he has to take them out, unload it, and then cut to size, whatever size, and then repack. Mm-hmm. So, but the box was so wet in the rain that as soon as you lift it, the glass will go through. You know, so he said he was praying when they came to deliver it, because it's left outside, so that the people just pick it up and come to deliver. And he said, when they were delivering it, he said, no word of a lie. The box, as soon as the crane lifted it up, quite heavy, the box began to split. And he was expecting all this glass to just to fall down and smash. He said he prayed and prayed that minute, and this glass was suspended in the air until they managed to get whatever term he used to pull it down. And he said his boss and the president of Romania for the assistance. And they said, oh, okay. Take your sabbath and everything, and then your prayer and everything else, you know, because they still didn't believe. So the evidence was there. But that is, to me, an exception. It's not my situation. This is where we get, you know, you can look at all this, and then applying it to oneself is a different thing. You know, I can't do that, you know. I still look for it, but I can't even remember the title of the book, you know, which is it's a very interesting book if I ever find it again. Give all his testimony to his life young, as a young boy, until he got to his becoming went to the seminary. So I have to say, we don't know. As you say, there are many, he didn't say many don't have faith, but many have not a living faith. You can have a bit of faith, but not a living faith. This is why they do not see more of the power of God. Their weakness is the result of their unbelief. They have more faith in their own working than in the working of God for them. And I think that often can be true. You know, in my own thing. And they take themselves into their own keeping. They plan and devise, but pray little and have little real trust in God. They think they have faith, but it is only the impulse of the moment. Failing to realize their own need of God's willingness to give, they do not persevere in keeping their request before the Lord. So that, I think that sentence I find very interesting. It says, failing to realize their own need. So then you have to break down what's my own need or yours, is anybody? And people have to do that for themselves. Oh, God's willingness to give, they do not persevere in keeping their request before the Lord. And otherwise, we give up pretty too quickly. You know. But sometimes it's a lot of question as well, you know. Okay. Our prayers are to be as earnest and persistent as was the petition of the needy friend who asked for loaves at midnight. You know the story in the Bible, no?
Mm-hmm.
My friend has come and have nothing to eat, so get up, can get up kind of thing. The more earnestly and steadfastly we are, the closer will be our spiritual union with Christ. We shall receive increased blessing because we have increased faith. So does answer prayer increase our faith? Or the other way down. So we should receive increased blessing because we have increased faith. Our part is to pray and believe. Simple. Watch unto prayer, watch and cooperate with the prayer hearing God. Bear in mind that we are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9. Speak and act in harmony with your prayers. That's a good question. Sometimes we pray, while I pray, and then don't act in harmony with the prayers. You know, we can say, thank you God for your blessing, or thank you God for this and that. And then we don't actually look at this blessing and what to do with it.
Mm.
You know, we continue as we are.
Yeah, we always forget what God does to us, or we don't pay too much attention to that.
Yes.
It becomes like natural for us.
So the part is to pray and believe, watch into prayer, watch and cooperate with the prayer hearing God. Bear in mind that we are laborers together with God. Speak and act in harmony with your prayers. It will make an infinite difference with you. Whether trials should prove your faith to be genuine or show that your prayer are only a form by formality.
I was about to say, can we have a selfish prayer?
Yes, we can.
Exactly.
Hmm.
It's a prayer of, you know, sometimes you look at, I don't know how often you meet people or hear people talking about, right? And we're talking about prayer. Not because they need, it's because they
they show off. Mainly when those who come and do this big crossing and say, for them, that's what it is. They don't see that they are asking. They see that they have to get. They have to receive. And that's one of the as Christians, we shouldn't have this type of thinking. We shouldn't even say prayer in a way just to say a prayer. We say the prayer that we need. That's what the Bible is teaching all along. But we have to be, in a way, aware. How do we pray? And how do we bring others into their prayer? You know, I've said it before, and I probably I can say it again. This girl who came to me and said, pray for my niece, 9-year-old girl, who's had an infection and is paralyzed from waist down. The doctors have said she will never walk. The doctor said to her, can you get somebody to pray for her? That lady come and asked me, in an area where we don't talk about God, we don't talk about prayer. She asked me, can you pray for her? Yes. Went home, we pray, and you know the whole thing. About more than a month later, I heard somebody shouting, she is walking, she is walking, we are your faith. Now, it's not a question of being proud of. It's a question of the earnest that she had into that prayer. She needed the girl, she needed to make, to do something for that girl to walk. 9-year-old, she's been all her life. And she's been advised to pray. And she took it in a way. Let me find somebody who can pray and pray with me. And we prayed. Answer prayer. Sometimes we have to realize of in what circumstances it was said. She did believe if somebody who can pray will pray, she will walk. And her prayer has been answered.
Okay, thank you. So you say, you make an infinite difference with you whether trials shall prove your faith to be genuine or show that your prayers are less informed. So the last bit, and there's a bit more, but I'll read this one for some strain. Pray in faith and answers will come. The lesson that God sends will always, if well learned, bring help in due time. Put your trust in God, pray much and believe. Trusting, hoping, believing, holding fast the end of the infinite power. You will be more than conquerors. The workers walk and work by faith. Sometimes they grow weary with watching the slow advance of the work. When the battle wages strong before between the powers of good and evil. But if they refuse to fail or be discouraged, they will see the clouds breaking through away and the promised deliverance fulfilled. Though the midst of with which Satan has surrounded them, they will see the shining bright beam of the Sun of Righteousness. But despite Satan trying to put a gloom on it, work in faith, leave results with God, pray in faith, and the mystery of His providence will bring it to its answers. At times it may seem that you cannot succeed. It's true. But work and believe, putting into your efforts faith, hope, and courage. After doing what you can, wait for the Lord declaring His faithfulness, and He will bring His word to pass. Wait, not in stressful anxiety, but in an undaunted faith and unshaken trust. That is testimony of the churches, volume 7, 245. So there we go. If there is strength to be obtained of God, He can help, He can give grace, and heaven's wisdom. If you ask in faith, you will receive. But you must watch into prayer. Watch and pray and work should be your watchword. Testimony for the churches, William, especially volume 2, page 427. I don't know if we stop here for now.
Noemi, can I ask where the first reference you gave was Testimonies to the Church, volume 7, page?
Yes.
245, is it?
What page?
Yeah, just before this, volume 2, page 427, the other one that you gave, Testimonies to the Church.
Volume 7, volume 2, page 427.
The one before?
The one before is volume 7, page 245.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And the book is Prayer by Ellen White, Simple Guide. Yeah. But I still have to be honest, I may be reading it, is the act of faith that is the question mark.
It's a book.
Very well, but I've also the last 3 years and nothing happened. Kind of thing. See what I mean? People do, no? Or 5 years, or 1 year, and then for time anyway.
I think I've heard that some mothers pray for their sons, and they may not actually see the blessing that comes their way because they die before it happens.
Okay, Regina, I'll let you take.